I mean, why can't we just say no when that extremely boring friend asks us round to dinner? No. I'm sorry, I can't come. I don't want to come. Why can't we just say it? But we don't, do we? We either say, oh, well, how lovely. Yeah, I'd adore to come. Hope he drops dead before the appointed day, and then you can say, oh, would you believe I was due to go to dinner on Friday? It's always a Friday. Have you noticed? It's because there's something better to do on a Saturday and Sunday than they have to work the next day. Or we make an excuse, don't we? Well, another lie, of course. Oh, would you believe we're due at Emma and Tori's that night? What a pity. What do they do? They change the bloody day to catch you out. And the stuff they give you to eat. Have you noticed? You don't eat all day to make sure you're simply bloody ravenous by the time you get there. And you know, don't you? As soon as you enter the door, you can smell it wafting across the hall from the kitchen. And then you sit around that table and chat. Small talk while she keeps nipping in and out of the kitchen, smiling, saying, oh, it's only simple. It's nothing fancy. Just a recipe I got in Venezuela. And your heart sinks. I long to cry out if it's filth. I'm sodding off. But you don't, do you? Then it arrives, after the avocado with gunj, and it sits there, this huge earthenware dish containing God knows what. She takes the lid off. It's pink. Pink, with brown bits floating menacingly on top. And we all look at it, and what do we say? Oh, well, how lovely. What is it? I mean, why can't we just say no when that extremely boring friend asks you round to dinner? No. I'm not coming.